Just about any town in America has its own Christmas tradition, some event or series of events you can't miss. Medford's list seems to include the Providence Festival of Trees. It's a little hard to describe. Just imagine lots and lots and lots of Christmas trees with all kinds of decorations. And there are other attractions as well and reasons for putting them all out there. And to talk about that, we have with us Katie Shepherd, who's the Executive Director of the Providence Community Health Foundation. Welcome back, Katie.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hillary Brown's here as well. She's the Community Relations Coordinator for Providence Medford Medical Center. Welcome, Hillary.
Thank you. Good morning.
So it seems there are similar events, other festivals of trees in other places. Was the Providence Festival of Trees among the first?
Among the first, absolutely. 23 years ago, we had a group of very passionate individuals bring this idea forward, and they saw it as the opportunity to kick off the holiday season, and Providence was lucky enough to be the beneficiary.
If you've never seen it, how does, first of all, what are some of the things that go on there? I mean, obviously, lots and lots of Christmas trees, but but that doesn't even really begin to get to the complexity.
Well, we're at the Medford Armory, so it takes a huge crew to turn that Medford Armory into a wonderful winter wonderland. We put up lots of draping and lights and sound and all the wonderful staging opportunities, and then we have dozens of designers that work all through the year to build large trees, tabletop trees, wreaths, you name it, and really... they bring different themes. So there's a Frozen theme. There's an Elf theme, the movie Elf. It's quite funny. And then there's a traditional as well.
I have to believe there are some boundaries on what people are allowed to put on their trees at the
Yeah, there are some boundaries. Ultimately, this becomes an auction. So they really need to be items that someone would want in their home or a business. And certainly we have lots of very generous individuals that attend the auction, and they end up donating those trees to local nonprofits as well.
I think you've answered the question. How does looking at Christmas trees raise money? Well, it's not just the looking, it's the buying.
Exactly right. We love to have community groups like dance groups and singing groups and so on also use this as their kickoff to their holiday performance series. So they come this weekend through Sunday to do those holiday performances.
So there's a number of different events under the festival umbrella.
Correct.
Not just the looking at trees part of it. And so
exactly.
There actually have been events going on for a couple of days already. Is
correct,
that right?
Yes. Wednesday night was our opening night gala. That's when we auctioned off all the trees and people showed up in their tuxedos. 330. We had a fabulous dinner. And then last night we had a party to celebrate the sponsors and the designers, everybody involved in putting it together. They need a chance to really celebrate and brought in some fantastic caterers and so on for them to enjoy. And then the real public events start this weekend, starting today and then going through Sunday.
So today is really the chance for the public to come in and take a look at
exactly.
All the great work that has gone on.
Yeah, 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock today.
And what are the times on...
So tomorrow it's 9 to 9, open all day long, and then Sunday 9 to 5. 5 o'clock we close up so we can start wrapping up the trees to deliver them to their new owners.
There's a time-lapse video on the website for the Providence Festival of Trees. We're looking at Hillary, so I'll pose this question to you. How long a period does that represent? Because it's... The period of setup, obviously it takes you a couple of minutes just to watch it, but it must take hours and hours, if not a couple of days.
A couple of days for sure. That couple of minutes is a couple of days worth of work. So we go in on Monday morning, very, very early, work very late, come back in on Tuesday morning, and we're putting finishing touches on it right up until the gala on Wednesday.
What are some of the things that have to happen? For one thing, you have to have lights to all the Christmas trees, so there must be a whole lot of taping down of electrical cords and things like that.
Yep. We actually had to take the power from the lights to the armory and reroute it into the trees. So if you go into the armory and want to turn on the lights into the main area, you can't.
Really? So this is some serious electrician work you have to have done.
Yeah, absolutely.
To get this all done.
We have a fantastic crew that know every in and out of that facility to make this happen.
Are they must, I mean, 23 years is not that terribly long ago, says a guy in his mid-50s, of course. But so I have to believe that there are some people still involved with the Providence Festival of Trees now.
Yes.
Who were involved with the first one and can probably talk and tell you stories about what things were like way back in the day.
What really adds some comfort to me as the director is they tell me the horror stories so that I don't feel as bad when a little thing goes wrong here and there.
So, okay, let's lift the hood on this then. I mean, what are some of the things that have gone wrong that have made you bite your nails in the late going?
There's just the little things that I know I notice, but when the public come in, they have no idea that maybe there's a piece of the tree that's fallen off or a book that's tipped over or, you know, a raffle ticket that was dropped and needs to be returned to its rightful owner or something of that nature. So not anything catastrophic by nature, but they always tell me, it's okay, it's going to be okay. And that's our board members. Those are designers. We've had designers since the very first year that are still decorating trees, and they spend all year working on a tree. So the fact that they've done it for 23 years in a row is just outstanding.
I'm going to guess after 23 years, some of them have gotten pretty good at it.
Really good at it, yeah. And they're some of the favorite trees every single year. They win awards. We have judging on Wednesdays. We bring in some celebrity folks and some very loved and adored individuals, along with some artists and students even that are in art classes in the local community. They judge the trees and give out awards.
We're talking about the Providence Festival of Trees going on now at the Medford Armory with viewing today, tomorrow, and Sunday at the Armory in Medford. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk to Katie Shepherd and Hillary Brown. Phone number here, 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. Email address, jx@jeffnet.org. Check us out on Facebook. We have a picture of them up there already. I know we're putting Charlotte to the paces today with all the various phone calls and stuff on First Friday and the pictures as well. Who does the judging? I was going to ask you about that. You mentioned there's some folks in the community, but can we
bring in celebrities. We also bring in board members. Celebrities, I mean, our local media folks. And then we have mayors of all the different towns. And my favorite are the students that are in art classes. So the different local high schools come with their art teachers, and then they have a chance to really see the trees from both the student perspective, but also from the artist perspective.
I'm curious about the whole process of learning how to design a Christmas tree decoration. Are there actual courses given in this somewhere?
Well, we have two meetings before festival even comes together, and we actually hold classes. We have a fantastic large tree design chairperson who reminds them it's not just hanging an ornament on a limb. You actually have to tie it down with wire. So if you look really closely at all of these trees, things are tied to the tree with wires, so they stay in place. It helps when we deliver the trees, too.
Right. So if somebody bumps the tree, you're not going to lose the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I think there's a lot of trial and error to it as well. We've had designers who come in with an idea and start putting the tree together and say, nope, it's not going to work. I need to go home and redo this. We had someone do that this year, come back with an entirely different tree.
Really? And it looked radically different when it returned?
Mm-hmm.
So, which raises the question of, are they working on artificial trees?
Yes.
Okay, they have to.
Because they have to.
They have to get this stuff going months in advance.
Now, our sister event in Portland, they do the fresh cut trees. So, they bring in all the decorations the day of and put them up. I'm not sure we could handle that. We would like to stick with our tradition here.
So, how far back into the year? I mean, obviously, you can work on design concepts, and I suppose there's a lot of ornament making as well.
Yes. Oh, one of the best trees is the Jackson County Master Recyclers have put together a tree. The entire thing is recycled. So she's got plastic bottles. She has corks. It's very impressive how hard she worked to put together these ornaments in this whole tree.
That's the Master Recycler tree. What are some of the other highlights that have happened?
Oh, we got to talk about the frozen tree. Dr. Logan's office, his crew put together an incredible tree. It has the big Elsa doll at the top, and it won 3 awards, best of show here and there. I have a feeling that the public will be absolutely taken by this tree. They'll be frozen.
They built a mountain and an ice bridge.
Yeah.
Really?
It's not just a tree. It's a full display.
So is the tree the mountain, or is there a mountain in addition to the tree?
No, there's a mountain in addition to the tree.
It looks like she's frozen the tree. It's beautiful.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. We have an elf tree, too. Eric and Amy Maxwell put together an elf tree. Now, if you know the movie Elf, you'll know all of the classic things that happen in that movie, and the whole tree represents it. It's fantastic. It's so fun.
I know that you guys are close to this because you're working this all the time, and it is a job to get done. I mean, you obviously get a chance to pause and appreciate it once in a while. But Hillary, for example, as things come in the door, as new trees come in to be placed, I mean, is there still a certain level of ooh and ah, or is it, oh, thank goodness, you're here?
No, there's absolutely a level of ooh and ah. When I first walked in, we were setting things up. I had to leave for a little bit. I came back. And there's that moment where you just stand there and look around and go, wow, I can't believe it came together. I can't believe it looks this cool. And this year, especially, we've heard a lot of comments, people saying it looks different than it has in the past. And I think that's due to a lot of creativity that's happening right now.
Do you change much of the accoutrements that go around the trees? I mean, I know there's some laying of fabric to make something of a ceiling for the armory, which otherwise looks rather stark and aircraft hangar-like.
We did. We kind of stepped out of bounds this year and tried something new, and we have received fantastic reviews. It's draping the entire armory. You'll see snowflakes in it. It almost looks like you're outside. It definitely does not look like an armory, and that's what we were hoping for. It feels warmer and more inviting.
Katie Shepherd and Hillary Brown, again, our guests on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about the Providence Festival of Trees going on this weekend in Medford. Questions or comments? Welcome. Join us at 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So we have talked about the fact that this is a fundraiser. Haven't talked very much about what this is a fundraiser for.
We should.
And where the money goes.
So this year we have decided to build a new unit in the Providence Medford Medical Center. It's a mouthful. It's called the Interventional Recovery Unit. We call it IRU for short. And really what that means is providing the best cardiac care to our patients that we can. We use a new radial procedure. So anybody who's ever had a cardiac issue and had to go through the very uncomfortable and quite risky groin procedure to do exploratory or interventional procedures, knows that it's not so great.
Ultimate goal is your heart, but have to go in through the veins in your groin.
Absolutely, and you have to lay there with sandbags and not move. It's difficult. But now we can do this through the wrist, and we prefer to do that. We're a radial-first approach hospital, so 60 to 70% of our procedures go through the wrist. And now we can actually take the money that we raise this weekend to go and build a new unit and make it feel more comfortable. It's not going to feel like a hospital. It'll feel like a lounge, so the patients can have their loved ones right next to them while they're doing their recovery. It makes a big difference we can see in the recovery and the health of that patient, the well-being of that patient.
Well, since your title is executive director and it is a foundation, I assume is this a nonprofit?
It is. We are. So we're the fundraising arm of the hospital. So this event this weekend is how we raise the money to do a project like this.
And how much money comes in over the course of the
We are aiming for $400,000, yes. And we're pretty close to getting there so far. It is projected to hit our goal this year.
And is that $400,000 before you start taking all the expenses out?
No, we have some expense that we incur. But the nice way that we have everything situated with the hospital is no staff cost comes out of the event expense. The hospital pays for the staff, so...
Okay. Well, the hospital certainly gets a benefit down the road from this.
Absolutely. That's right. So we don't have admin expense that direction.
It seems like over time, and Hillary, you can probably attest to this yourself, working in community relations at the hospital itself, over time you probably don't need to say much more than festival of, and people can complete the phrase, right?
Absolutely. People know this event. They know that it's the best way to kick off the holiday season. They know it's coming. They start asking about it in July.
July. Are these the designers or are these people who would be just attending?
People attending. People want to plan, like if they have out-of-town guests coming into town, they want to plan something to do, bring them to the event. It's great. Also, groups. We have lots of church groups. And we have one really neat family that's a very large family, goes out to dinner every Saturday and then comes to the festival after they go to dinner. And, you know, I keep running into people that have never been. They've been here in the Valley and they think, oh, yeah, I'll get to that sometime, and then don't actually show up. Well, I promise it's worth it this year. If you have not attended before, you must join us.
Now, the trees are already judged, and so their awards will be listed next to them, right?
Yep. Okay. We've got plaques and ribbons on all of the award winners around the room.
But isn't there also, there was at least at one time, a vote from the public?
Yes, that's right. Well, thank you for remembering that. When you have your ticket upon a general entrance, you get to keep your stub, and you will then go vote for the People's Choice Award by putting your stub in the box by the tree that you think is the best. I have a prediction, but I'm not going to go there.
Let's not jinx things in favor of the Frozen folks, but it sounds like they're a big one. But so how difficult a decision is this, though? I mean, you know, there were no huge blockbusters, I guess, in the years that I've been at the Festival of Trees, but but it's a tough decision anyway. It's like, wow, I really like this one. But I really like this one, too. And you end up going back and forth, it seems like, across the armory.
Yeah. We've seen people walking around and it's, you know, oh, can I help you find something? Nope, I'm just trying to decide which tree I think is best. It's really fun for the public to do that.
So we'd mentioned that there's the auction, there's the gala. How does most of the money come in through the door?
We have sponsorships to kick us off, and that helps cover the cost of the event. So we have fantastic sponsors that are dedicated to this event every year, and we're very grateful for that. That's how we know we can pull together a show like you'll see when you walk through the doors. And those sponsorships are up. It's fantastic. We're so grateful. Then the other expenses that we incur get covered by some costs. So yes, there's a door fee, $5 for adults. The rest...
$3 for
$3 for
seniors.
Kids and seniors. And then you pay that at the door. We do accept credit cards and cash and check, of course, too.
What age constitutes seniors? It's starting to make a difference in my family.
We do say 60 and older. We say 60 and greater. How about that?
It's not 60 and greater.
Yes.
What was the question I had? Festival of Trees. Healthcare, actually. It was less a festival question. But but as time goes on and healthcare delivery and pricing and insurance change in this country, is there a time foreseen when fundraisers like this would not be quite so instrumental in providing care?
The new expectation for healthcare is for us to be very creative and proactive. So they're asking us for a community to be more healthy and for a hospital to no longer just, we'll say, apply Band-Aids, so to speak. They want us to invest in the health and well-being of the community. So our foundation and our fundraisers are going to start to spin that direction now where we can really support the health and well-being of the community. You know, you can see us out there right now with food projects, making sure we're getting proper nutrition to the community. We're doing that strategically, not only to meet the new expectations, but it's part of our core value and our mission at Providence to make sure that we're really getting a healthier community. That's our vision.
So health up front.
Yes.
But the trees will continue for the foreseeable future.
Exactly.
Providence Festival of Trees, 10 to 5 today, 9 to 9 Saturday, 9 to 5 Sunday at the Medford Armory. Katie Shepherd is Executive Director of the Providence Community Health Foundation. Hillary Brown, Community Relations Coordinator at Providence Medford Medical Center. Thank you both for joining us, and best
Thank
of luck.
You.
And get a
Thank
chance
you.
To get some rest in the near future.
Next week.
All right. That'll do it for this hour of the Jefferson Exchange. Asif Mandvi from The Daily Show coming up in hour 2. Please stay tuned.